Thank you so, so much. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. George has told us some wonderful stories about his family. What do you think of when you hear the word family? What about the word home? The poet Robert Frost summed it up well. Home is the place where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in. Jesus went home. But once he got there, he was surrounded by people who were not related to him. When his family showed up, those related to him by blood, and they came to take him to their home, he said these words, "Who are my mother and brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." To some, this sounds really disrespectful, as if Jesus has disowned his mother and brothers. That's not the case. Jesus doesn't ask this question to exclude his mother and brothers, but rather to expand the concept of family to include all of those who do the will of God, who are of service. Jesus puts it very directly. A family is not just built on blood relationships, but on action, on service in response to the call of God. This is what it means to be family. Relationships in this family are dynamic. They flow from a response to faith in Jesus, which is what our Men's Day is all about. Yes, I know, there are many interconnecting blood relationships at First Emmanuel, which I am learning about every single day. In fact, Pastor Becker left detailed family trees of four generations who have been a part of First Emmanuel. But it is a family that we choose to be a part of, that we celebrate today. Just like Mr. Manning chose to have over 40 children in his family. We are family because we are baptized into the body of Christ. We are family because we love Jesus. We are family because, as Robert Frost said, we will always, always, always take each other in. Some people might not be a part of their family of origin, either by choice or because they're estranged from them. But Jesus tells us that no matter what other relationships we have or don't have, we are always part of a family, the family of God. And God will always and forever take you into God's home. So, dear church, come to the table and share this meal as one big family of God. Please rise for the hymn of the day.